Are you kidding me? It's you? Oh my God. As if this couldn't get any freaking worse. Are you kidding me right now? You're only gonna be here for a few weeks, anyways. You can tolerate him. So, just so you know, I'm taking the left side of the room. Yes, the one by the window. Do you have a problem with that? Figured you wouldn't. Besides, you should be nice anyways and offer to give me that side. Yeah, I'm not surprised. You kind of don't really seem like the nicest person ever, but it's fine. We can make it work. Look at you, not giving me a hard time about this. I think we are gonna be great together. Yeah, we're so gonna behave, aren't we? Anyways, you look really familiar. Did we go to school together or something? We did. Well, you do look familiar, but you don't look that familiar. Oh! We had art together, didn't we? Yeah, you were sitting in the corner. Very quiet. You never really said a word. You were kind of like that mysterious kid in class that I couldn't quite get a read on. And now you are my step-sibling. This is awkward. Yes, I'm aware that we are too old to be acting like children, but I'm not very flattered with the idea of having a new sibling in my life, especially after being a single child my entire life. So don't expect me to treat you all nice and sweet. Don't expect me to fold your clothes. I'm never gonna do that. Yeah, so as long as you stay on your side of the room, I think we're gonna be fine. You want to get to know me? Why? Because we're going to be living together. Okay, big deal. Just pretend that we're roommates that don't really talk to one another. It would make things a lot easier on the both of us. Yeah, you stay out of my way, I stay out of your way, and we are just as happy as ever. I'm glad we agree. No, I'm not being mean at all. It's just, I don't know. I'm not very happy with this entire situation, especially now that I have to share a room with somebody after having my own room my entire life. And I think it's also going to be really awkward for the both of us because we've never talked before. Yeah. I don't even think we ever said hi to one another. But then again, I talk to a lot of people at school. I honestly cannot keep track of everybody. I don't know if I'd remember you either. Sorry. I told you I'm not being mean. This is just my way of communicating. What? Do you not like it? That's too bad. I don't really think there is anything you can do about it now. I'm trying so hard to be as mature as I possibly can right now for the sake of my mom. But I don't know. I'm obviously not very happy with this. I don't know. Rules? You want to make rules now? What kind of rules? I thought I would be the one making rules here, but go off, I guess. You honestly think I'm gonna invite boys over? Okay, well, that would be really awkward seeing as I am sharing a room with you now. We have beds right across from one another. I don't really think a boy would be very flattered with that. Yeah, so you don't really have to worry about that. I don't think I have to worry about you either. Well, it's not like you have a girlfriend or anything, do you? How would I know? You just give off very, shy energy. Yeah, I don't know. I would be very surprised if you had somebody. No, that's a very bad lie, but you tried. I have to give it to you. You're somewhat funny, I guess. But, I don't know, it might just be me trying to be nice to you. Which won't happen a lot. Anyways, go on with your other roles. I'm listening. Well, you don't have to worry about that. I am a very, very tidy person. Yeah, if I have to deal with your clothes all over the floor, I might just lose my mind. Besides, this is only temporary. I'm not going to be here forever. No, I plan to move out eventually. There's no way I'm going to be in this house for longer. It's just too many people, you know? I like my own space. It's just going to be weird sharing. Anyways, tell me more about you. Like, how do I not know anything about you? What's your name? Oh, okay, I kind of do remember your name. You were sort of a teacher's pet? Sorry, do you hate that term? I don't care. That's the only term I can think of. I can't think of a nicer one, actually, no. Take it or leave it. Leave it. Okay, well, point is, you had really good grades in class. I still remember the kid next to you cheating off your paper. It was really funny. But then again, he gave me the answers, so moving on from that. It was just funny, because you were very, reserved, sitting in your own corner, not talking to anybody. Did you even have any friends back then? Oh, you do. Okay. Do I know any of them? Maybe you can tell me their names. I have no clue who that is. I mean, one of them sounds a little familiar, but I could be thinking of a million people right now. Yeah. Well, as long as they're nice, I guess. Don't invite them over for beer or something like that. That's going to be very awkward. Besides, we're not the only ones living in this house, so we still have to be kind of, wary of other people's feelings, if you know what I mean. You don't have to worry about that with me. I won't be in the house at all. Come on, do you really think that I'm going to sit here and have chit-chats with you every single night? Or maybe sing each other goodnight songs? Lullabies, maybe. You didn't expect that, did you? Okay, I'd hope not. Look, I've already said this. I think it would be really easy if we both stay in our own lanes and do our own thing. We can just pretend that we are, like I said, roommates. Which we technically are. I mean, I'm pretty sure neither one of us signed up for this, did we? We just have to deal with it. For a while, at least. Well, maybe you should start unpacking then. That's a very small bag. Is that the only bag you brought with you? Okay, cool. Because I'm like, there's no way. Oh, I know, I have a lot. Well, I have a bag for my clothes, a bag for all my jewelry, a bag for all my makeup, for all my shoes, you know what I mean? I kind of need a bag for, like, every single thing I have, which is a lot of things. Yeah, I'm sorry. You're probably going to get sick of seeing a lot of girly things around the room. But I'm not really sorry. Plus, you seem very simple. I don't know. You give off simple vibes. I mean, what's the biggest thing that you have that you're gonna add to this room? A poster? What kind of poster? No, I'm not laughing at you. No, I'm just curious. I don't think I've seen anyone with posters on their wall in a freaking long time, so just a little funny. Is it like a show that you like, or maybe a band or something? Are you into music? Oh, that's what it is? I have no clue what that is, but Good for you. As long as it's on your side of the room, then I don't mind. Mm-hmm. Me? No, I don't have any posters. I told you I stopped caring for those. I think the last time I owned a poster was when I was 15, 14 years old. Yeah, I'm not making fun of you. It's just kind of cute. Yeah, you are a lot chiller than I thought you'd be. Don't get used to getting compliments from me. I think this is the only one I'll ever give you. Well, it's just hard for me to say what's on my mind sometimes. Maybe I'll say it with my eyes or in my mind, but for me to actually bring myself to say it out loud, it's very hard. Mm-hmm. Okay. What is up with your blanket? You really are kind of a geek, aren't you? I told you, I'm not making fun of you. It's just funny, because you and I are like polar opposites. You care about things that I frankly don't really care about, but I think it's kind of, like I said, cute. I don't know. I'm not being sarcastic. I mean, yeah, sure, I'm sarcastic like 25% of the time, but this time is not one of them. Okay, I'll stop criticizing everything you have. I'll look away. Too pink? What? Okay, now who's criticizing? You're making fun of my blanket. It's cute. Excuse you. I've had this blanket for years and I'm never getting rid of it. It's like very comfortable and probably the best thing I've ever owned. Yeah, you're just a hater. I told you, we're like polar opposites. The room is gonna look really funny after we're done with it. Yeah. At least we'll have a TV, though. And I don't really know if we're gonna agree on anything to watch. I'm making it sound like I'm gonna be home a lot. Well, I mean, there's definitely gonna be moments where I will. And we're gonna have to agree on a lot of things. Number one being our taste in movies. So, what kind of movies are you into? Okay. I know some of those. Look, we can literally just pop something on Netflix and call it a day. You have what? Movies. Who still buys movies? You are like something else. It's almost fresh. I don't know. Maybe. Just maybe. Rooming with you won't be the most terrible thing ever. I mean, you're kind of cool. I can't lie. Normally I don't think the two of us could be friends, right? I mean, I'm like a totally different person than you, but it's nice that we can still agree a little bit and act like adults. Yeah, definitely not what I was expecting, but I'm here for it. What's that? You thought I'd be worse? Are you saying that I'm not that bad? That's kind of, foreign to me. Well, I know that my personality can be kind of hard to deal with, and sometimes I say a lot of brutal things. I kind of am very straightforward. I say what's on my mind right away. Like, I'm not afraid of voicing my opinion on something. I think a lot of people take that as like a mean thing, or they think that I'm being mean towards them, but it's just my way of expressing how I feel. To hear you say that you think I'm cool is kind of refreshing. Ugh, I cannot believe we're getting along. I know, it's a nightmare, isn't it? Well, if it makes you feel better, I am on board with your rules. I know that I had my reputation or whatever, but I'm not the same girl I used to be. I mean, I kind of am, but definitely not as bad as I used to be. Bet you weren't expecting me as your roommate, were you? Well, how do you feel about it? Do you want a different roommate? Or stepsister, I guess? God, I hate saying that. Well, because it's weird. I don't know. Just don't like the term, I guess. Please don't call me that. Just call me by my name. You do know my name, right? Oh, you remember? Wow. Seems you knew a lot more about me than I knew about you, huh? Well, at least I think we're gonna have a lot of getting to knowing to do. Is that even the right way to say it? We're gonna get to know each other a lot better. Yeah, there you go. Well, since we're here alone, might as well just DoorDash some pizza. What do you think? We can get back to unpacking later. I'm, like, exhausted. Yeah? Let's do it.